You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So I have a question about liquid vitamins, and specifically liquid vitamin D. I see that Life Extension published a study on liquid vitamin D. Can you review it, and is it best to take liquid formulations of all vitamins?
Let's review the study first. We did publish this at Life Extension.
So let's review this study on at least the liquid form of vitamin D and the result, and then I'll answer the question about liquid formulations in general. So, again, you know, at Life Extension, we have a clinical research division, and we did this study where we switched some people from a capsule form of vitamin D to a soft gel liquid formulation, a lipid-based formulation containing 5,000 units of vitamin D3. And what we found with this liquid formulation was a 28.5% increase in vitamin D blood levels among healthy adults who had been taking 5,000 units, international units, of a dry powder. So just to kind of summarize that again, when we switched the group of people which is probably the most common way people get vitamin D, because most people don't take a standalone vitamin D, by the way. Most people take it within a multivitamin. But so whether it's in the dry powder of a multivitamin tablet or capsule, or it's in its own vitamin D little capsule, when you switch over, at least in our study, when you switch over from the dry powder to the liquid form, the increase in vitamin D blood levels is incredibly significant, about 28%. The actual title of this study that we published was an open-label study to evaluate the effect of 5,000 international units of vitamin D3 on serum 25-hydroxy vitamin D levels among healthy adults. And we presented this at the Experimental Biology Scientific Conference in Boston at the end of March. And so our scientist, we have a doctor, our director of clinical research, Dr. Hirsch, Dr. Huber, Dr. Schmid, Dr. Joelle, who is our chief medical officer, they all were involved in this. And the results, I think, quite honestly, surprised all of them. It surprised me when they showed me the results. So that's a pretty significant jump. I mean, you're talking about a 28% improvement in blood levels of vitamin D just by going to a liquid formulation. And so, you know, again, based on this one study, it looks like we need to look more into a liquid formulation for at least maybe the fat-soluble vitamins. Back to the other question, though, you know, does this mean we should be taking liquid forms of all the vitamins? Is it the liquid form that allows better absorption of these micronutrients? Right, I say that sometimes just so my listeners know, a macronutrient, that's your carbs, your fat, your protein. The micronutrients are the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, the oils, that kind of stuff. So in this case, you know, it does seem that at least with vitamin D, the liquid form is better. But does that mean all liquid formulations are better? Because that's the next part of this question. Is it best to take a liquid formulation of all vitamins? And I just don't have the answer for that. I think that it is probably more individual. I mean, I've been taking a dry powder multivitamin, and I know it works well for me. And how do I know that? Well, the best way to know whether you are absorbing a multivitamin, whether it's liquid or powder form, is your urine. And you don't have to test it, just look at it. If your urine, if you're doing a multivitamin and there are B vitamins in that multivitamin, and there should be, right? Your urine should look quite yellow, even kind of neon yellowish. It should be quite bright. That's a good sign. You know, Some people make the mistake and say, oh, if you take a multivitamin, you're just creating expensive urine. Well, that's not true. If you actually are getting the metabolites and the leftover stuff into your urine, that means you are absorbing it. That means the nutrients, the micronutrients are going from your gut to your bloodstream, and then your cells use them, and then the metabolites, the waste from all that, eventually make it out to your urine. And one of the wastes, by the way, are the B vitamin pigments. B vitamins have a natural, very yellowish, orangish type pigment, and you see that in your urine. So for me, I take a powdered form of a multivitamin, and my urine is quite bright yellow when I'm done taking it. So I, to me, that means I'm absorbing those nutrients pretty well. So I'm, for me, I think a powder is fine. I don't think, and also I take a powdered vitamin D, and my blood level is awesome. So it works for me. I'm not going to make a switch, but if you're having some issues, if you take a multivitamin and it's a powdered form and your urine's not changing, another way to tell if a multivitamin is working, look at your nails, your hair, your skin. Does it improve a little bit? That's a good sign it is working for you. If not, maybe you do need to switch over to a different formulation, like a liquid form. So I think on this one study, in general, liquid forms of at least the fat-soluble vitamins are probably better, yes. Does that mean you have to switch over to all liquid forms? No. I think that really has to be looked at on a case-by-case basis, and the best place to start is your urine. Okay. My next question comes from a listener. Her name is Ann. She's asking, can you list the top three or four supplements for diabetes? These are always hard questions. So when I first answered this question for Ann, here's what I wrote down. I just started writing. I wrote down lipoic acid, chromium, cinnamon, soluble fibers. Lipoic acid, the best form is the R-lipoic acid. I don't want to get into alpha-lipoic acid versus R-lipoic acid, but R-lipoic acid is the best form. Lipoic acid helps with insulin sensitivity. It's also an important antioxidant that protects from the high level of oxidative stress that sugar causes. So it helps to protect cells and tissue from excess sugar. Chromium, classic, right? Classic mineral that improves sugar metabolism. Cinnamon, same thing. With cinnamon, it needs to be water-based, water-soluble. If whole cinnamon has oils in it that kind of disrupt the normal water-based nutrients that give you the sugar benefit. So if you're going to do an extract of cinnamon, it needs to be water-based. Soluble fibers, these are fibers that are able to kind of just soak up fats and sugar more. They form these gels in your gut, so it decreases sugar absorption. A lot of great research on one called propylmanin. I think that's probably one of the top of the line soluble fibers out there. Propylmanin. So those are the four, and that I wrote down just without thinking, just right off the top of my head. Of course, I forgot some key ones. Green tea extract is good. Green coffee bean extract with chlorogenic acid, awesome for many different reasons. Sorghum bran, floridzin, which comes from apple root. White kidney bean extract, brown kale. I mean, there's so many more that I could list. But I guess I just got to stick with what I wrote down first, right? Lipoic acid, chromium, cinnamon, and soluble fibers, propylmanin. You know, also, if you know, Anna, you're asking this question, so I don't know if you have diabetes or a family member has diabetes. Something else that is helpful is eating a protein snack at night, like egg, nut, stuff like that. Protein at night controls sugar in the morning. So that's a good tip for you. All right, there you go. Hope that helps. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.